Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Rebecca shuts the door, pushes me against it, and kisses me.
No! Rebecca!
On Christmas Day!
On Jesus' birthday! Wow.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
I don't speak French, so I'll let the funky music do the talking, so talking out.
If we actually dissect that line, Sophia.
I can't speak French.
Yeah. So, it's a girls allowed January.
Are they partying, say, in a club in Paris?
Paris.
And there's Française men around.
Bien sûr.
And they're saying, oh, Cheryl, très belle.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Kimberly.
And then they're going.
Nicole. Nicola.
Nicola.
Sorry.
Or they're saying, what would you like a drink in France?
Voulez-vous
un beverage
avec moi?
Ce soir? Voulez-vous une...
And they're saying, I can't speak French. I'm just going to let my moves and the music do the talking.
I'm just going to let my funky...
Funky music do the talking.
I'm just going to let the funky music...
Hey guys, Wednesday today, Traitors on tonight. Who can't wait?
January is full of treats.
January is full of treats for us.
No, do you know what? It's quite nice because I think they film that in summer, you know, because it's really sunny.
It is. It's blue skies, isn't it?
So I think it's a lovely January treat for everybody. Mm,
because it's making these weeks just go. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, good TV. It's what we want, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking good TV, Sophia.
But Monday and Tuesday is hard without it.
It's awful, yeah.
Yeah.
I
but then it gives you time
night.
To catch up. It's not overwhelming because I get a bit overwhelmed when something's on every single night.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a happy medium for me.
No, it is good because also there is Love Island Games starting soon. And I do think, I know it's not for you, but I think I'll dabble.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's going to be a lot on my
What's
plate.
What's that going to be then?
So that's it's an all-stars cast, if you will. Do you know what that means?
Past celebs.
Past islanders. So we've got Miss Georgia Steele back in the villa.
I am loyal, that one.
There we go. Mm. Who else would you know? Liberty. Do you remember Liberty, Blonde Liberty?
No,
she didn't watch that season. We've got, and some other people.
Okay.
Anton.
Oh, I remember him. Oh, that's quite fun.
And
but
then,
I don't think I'll watch that.
No, Sophia won't watch that. But yeah.
Yeah.
So great TV.
You
in
can
January.
Keep us posted on that then.
Yeah. If it, because I do think, because like most of them will have met before.
Right.
So it's like, is this just going to be a lot of like old rekindling?
Yeah.
Do you know what
but
I
also,
mean?
Also, everyone's got such a clear motive.
Well, obviously that, yeah, I don't know what people's going to be, because Jake.
Like surely it's not got that like.
There's a guy in it. Well, yeah, it's not got the same effect, but there's a guy in it called Jake, and he was with Liberty.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember him,
yes.
Actually.
And they were together.
Yeah, I do remember him.
And he was, like, really not nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smallish.
Yes.
Yes.
Small little man, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going back in, obviously, they're exes. So it's like, okay.
Oh, that's quite exciting.
Yeah, so it is quite
exciting. Actually, it might be quite good.
Yeah, so it is
give
quite
a
exciting.
Chance.
Oh, look at my straw.
The straw shot out the Stanley for our audio listeners.
That was a great description. The straw shot out the Stanley.
We're going to the cinema after this.
Oh, we're going to the cinema.
Wednesday night. I mean, Wednesday is classic. 2-for-1, Orange Wednesdays. Who remembers that?
They still do that because we are going to Cineworld.
They stopped that a long time ago. Well,
Orange.
From my knowledge, because Orange...
Doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't exist. And you would text them 2 for one.
Right.
And then they'd send you your 2-for-1 at the cinema.
Yeah.
It was so good.
So what snacks are you going to get at the cine?
I think I'm going to go for a Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
Oh, actually. Because we spoke about that the other day. Mm-hmm. Pepsi Max. And I'm not really a popcorn person. Mm. Don't really care for it. I think I'm going to have some Maltesers.
Yeah, class.
And I really like white chocolate, Milky Way, Milky
Buttons.
Buttons, yeah.
Very
Milky
nice.
Milky Way?
Milky Way Buttons. Milky Bar is the chocolate.
Yeah, that's also really good. I think I'm going to go for that. I would like a hot dog.
Oh, cool, blimey.
But I don't know if Cineworld do a veggie dog.
Do you know what?
But they do some, nachos, don't they? I could get some nachos.
Do you know what? I bet you they've got a veggie dog.
Mm. It's been a while since I've gone to Cineworld. What are you going to get?
I'm going to get a large.
You're going to move for a slushy?
I'm going to do a PM. I'm going to do a large PM.
Pepsi Max. Yeah. Let's go.
Large PM. And honestly, a couple Maltesers will do me. If someone wants popcorn, I do enjoy. It's not something that I ever crave, but
me neither.
If it's there and it is just a cinema thing, it's just a cinema thing.
It's a cinema thing, yeah. But it's got to be sweet for me.
Although I do enjoy
the fancy popcorn, the gourmet popcorn that you can buy at some shops.
Oh, yeah.
That's like caramel coated popcorn.
Oh, see, I do like that.
Fiona used to buy that as a treat, and that would go down easy.
And you used to buy that at Blockbusters, remember?
Oh my god, when we that was always up. A thing. Sleep over at Chintzia's house, right? We're going up to Blockbusters, we're gonna go find a film. That was, see, people, the kids these days just don't get that.
I know, because I drove
going to
that
rent
shop.
A movie and having to go and look in all the movies and what should
and
we
then
watch
think, you gotta bring it back of Ricey Charge,
and you're not watching no preview, no trailers, no reviews, you're just judging it off the cover of the
you're reading the bloody blurb.
DVD thing. Yeah, you're reading the bloody blurb.
I remember we sat but we went a few times and there was nothing there. I don't really fancy any of this.
Yeah, let's just grab a
bag of caramel popcorn,
watch Wild Child again that we bought.
Yeah, we'll just watch Wild Child again, or we'll just watch Bride Wars.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow, what a time.
Well,
because I actually
following
saw a TikTok.
On from,
I saw it too.
No, let me do this seamless transition.
Really quick.
Following on from Bride Wars, our question of the week.
Oh, of course.
Okay, now say what you were going to say.
Just really quick, guys. I saw a TikTok of this girl last night, and she didn't know what a CD was.
Oh, come
on. She had a CD in her hand. They were like, "What? Open it. What is it?" She opened it up. She was like, "What is this?" Like the disc. She didn't know what it was.
The technology of a CD does fascinate me.
Yeah. Well, it's like a record player.
Fascinating.
I put that disc down. There's music.
It's weird. How?
It's printed on in.
I know.
The ridges.
I used to print my own CDs.
What? Yes.
Remember?
Yes. You would. Well. It's like when Monica would make Chandler a mixtape.
Yeah.
But that's a tape.
I know. That's a
tape. That's not even a CD. CDs. But anyway.
Well,
and then there was Blu-ray.
Question of the week.
Now, this is really, really insightful. And I do think this is going to spark a lot of good debates for a lot of you guys.
This could be a healthy debate that we've got this morning. Oh, wow. We're split. Okay.
Really?
So question of the week this week is, are kids allowed at your wedding?
God.
Off the bat, yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just let me gather my trailer for. Off the bat, I don't want your kids.
I want a yes or so no.
I would allow, like, if it was your children, yeah. But if it's Helen from, no.
Helen from down
the
street.
I don't want baby Brian, you know.
Off the bat, I'm thinking no.
No.
But that probably is because we are childless people at the moment.
And we're selfish women.
What if when we get married, we've got kids?
We're selfish.
I've got a future niece or nephew on the way.
Yeah.
What, am I really not going to have that at my wedding? It's got to. It's going to be the flower girl or the flower boy or something.
That is so true. I'm not going to deny a cute child.
That I actually love.
Oh,
it's auntie.
Yeah.
It's got to see its auntie get married.
Yeah, a cute child. But then saying that, Sophia, I ruined my parents' wedding.
Did you?
By screaming bloody murder at the church.
Yeah, you've always been an attention seeker. Did you really?
Yeah, and my mum had to pick me up mid-ceremony because I was just screaming in the Church of God. So thinking that she should have banned me from the ceremony, or she shouldn't have had a bastard child, actually.
Actually, she should have waited.
She should have waited till wedlock, Andrea Romano.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't at my parents' wedding. I wasn't there to be, wasn't around.
Wasn't there to cause a ruckus. But then, yeah, do you know what? I didn't think of the angle of the flower girl.
Yeah, I know. Because part of me is like, you know, it's a family occasion. Yeah, kids.
And it's wholesome, I guess.
But then also it's like...
It's a party, though.
I don't want kids screaming, running around, running out their seat, having a tantrum on the floor, sitting under the table. This is adults. Let's get drunk. Let's party. Let's do this.
It's sexy.
Yeah.
This is a celebration of love.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there an angle where we can have the flower girl there, she's bearing the flowers, giving me the rings, and I'll send her home?
All right, off you go.
Is that something we could do?
Well, let's see. Honestly, it's something that I've not really given much thought to until this moment.
Me neither, because it does depend on whether we are with child or not.
And it depends on, maybe it's a rule of, you know, I'll let you know if you can bring your kid.
Depends who you are and whether how much.
Depends who your kids are.
It depends on the scale of 1 to 10, how much I like your child. Yeah. I think that's probably how it's going to go. But then it's going to cause a lot of, why is Helen allowed? Why is baby Sarah here? Because I don't fucking like baby Helen. You know, when
baby Helen's a bit of a bitch.
Yeah, and it's just, that's the reality of it. It's my wedding day.
We are very split this week. So we've got 45% saying, of course, it's a family occasion. Okay. 55% saying, dear God, no.
No, right.
So let's go into the DMs.
Do you know what? I want a real life example of where a child has ruined a wedding.
So do I. Okay, like us, depends if I have kids myself at the time and how old they are. Mm-hmm. Wedding, yes. After party, no.
Yeah, so we're sending them home midway. That could be something we could do.
Also, like, sending them home with who? Their parents got to take them home, so then you're losing the parents.
Well, what it is,
do you know what you could do?
It's going to have to be the grandparents.
If you're going to have big budget.
Oh, childcare kids, on site. Wow.
Kids, welcome. Children are welcome for the ceremony. But also, if they're crying, that's not going to be okay.
If they're crying, they're getting whisked off by security guards.
Yeah, security. We've got a crier on row three.
Crying on our three. And she's getting dragged by her arms.
Then what we're going to have is a creche upstairs.
There we go, a creche.
That's filled with, you know,
childcare
games,
people.
Childcare, beds.
TV. iPads.
Lock them away, send them upstairs.
Yeah. Lock them away, throw away the key.
We had kids at our wedding and had goodie bags for all of them and a cartoon colouring sheet of me and my husband for them to do at the dinner table. It was a lovely memory. Oh, this is her cartoon. Hope she doesn't mind us sharing this. Joel and Abby.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
That's beautiful.
That's a really nice touch.
So you've thought about how to keep them entertained. Yeah, I respect that.
Is there a way we could do the colouring upstairs at the crash?
In the crash. Okay, I think this is going to have to be me. Yeah. My immediate family's children only, i.e. nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Kids will be allowed, but I'll be very specific about which children.
That's us. I think that's got to be the way it's got to be.
Yeah. I politely declined. At the end of the day, they're an additional expense. They are. Yeah. They're a head to feed. They need a plate.
Yeah, they need feeding nuggets and ketchup.
Yeah, chicken and chips.
Orange juice.
My sister is getting married this year with no children allowed. Nobody's had any issues. It means everyone can have drinks and not stress.
Yeah. And also it's like if we've been given a year and a half to the wedding, we've got plenty of time to figure out where
plenty
the kids are going to go.
Plenty of time. Yeah, plenty Hopefully. Of time. I'm getting married this year and all kids are banned.
You're banned. On the invite, is there an image of a baby and just a big band sign?
Apart
on it?
From my fiance's brothers and sisters who are 10 and 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's giving teenage adults.
They're grown
that's
ups.
Giving teenage.
Yeah, they're not going to be crying and throwing tantrums.
Yeah.
Only to the reception, not the wedding. Close family and friends, yes. If we know the children, then we're happy for them to come. Someone else has actually put it nighttime, yeah. Daytime, no. It's so long and boring for them all day.
That's
most adults
true.
Don't want to sit through a ceremony, never mind a child.
That's an interesting
angle.
That's
such a good point. And then it's like, kids are welcome in the evening.
To
and then
dance
really,
it off.
You know, kids are going to be in bed, they ain't coming. Kids are going to be tucked up.
They're going to dance to one song and they're going to want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, they get excitable though, especially if they've been fed sugar. Mm. Don't they just want to groove all night?
Get on a high. And they're the last ones on the dance floor. Yeah,
and,
that's
you,
for
and
sure.
you fight sleep putting your child. Like, yeah. you don't enjoy sleep. Like, you don't want to go to sleep.
You don't want to go
No matter
home.
How tired you are, you don't want to get in bed.
You don't.
And they want to be with the adults, right? So they ain't sleeping, actually. If you're letting them get there at 8 p.m., they're going to be up till 2 a.m.
So true. God, listen to this. I'm a nanny and I've often been hired to herd the kids together and entertain them for the day. £150 day rate keeps everybody happy.
Right, well, we'll post your number. Brilliant. Then, and people can get in touch.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So husband, I will body slam anyone who thinks they're going to bring a kid to my wedding. Wow. Each to their own then, I guess.
Yeah. Because I do think
I'm
like,
sitting more on the no fence though than the yes fence.
Same.
Because I want my wedding to be like,
I don't want anything
adult
unpredictable,
vibes,
but also
party. Yeah. Let's go. And I also want like the parents of the kids to be able to let loose, have a good
let
time,
loose.
Stay out all night. It's this party.
Not be worrying about
leave the kids at home.
Yeah, is Helen or is she eight? Yeah. Is she drinking her water? Do you need a wee? Let me take no.
Yeah, no.
We're not
no.
taking nappies to the toilet, children no. to the toilet, having no. booze. I mean, unless we're fortunate enough to have a crèche upstairs. I mean, that's a real privilege.
Yeah.
That.
Our producer, Lucy, said that one of her friends, this was her, what's the word? Clause?
Clause. Oh, in her wedding.
Not having kids. But if it means that you won't be able to come, then bring the kids.
Yeah. But then isn't everyone going to... Oh, no, because I do think most parents want a child-free night, don't
most
they?
Most parents do want a child-free
night.
And
they will try as hard as they can to get that
for a bit
child-free
of childcare.
Night. But if they can't, then yeah, I do want you there.
Mm.
And we'll hire the nanny lady for £100 for the night.
150.
Yeah, and we can split that between all the parents.
Yeah. £10 a head.
Yeah, £10 a head to have your child herded upstairs.
In the crash.
I think that's a pretty good darn deal for us to let loose. Of an
we
evening.
Could get a, you know, baby bus.
There we go.
Big sprinter van, send all the kids
well,
home.
Well, you know, like when you're on the streets and you see all the kids in the little high-vis jackets in those
yes,
little
yeah.
little cars.
Hold hands. Yeah.
yeah. We can just give them all high-vis jackets so we can all fucking see you. And then we're going to put you in the trolley. And then Helen,
bye
our lovely
bye.
Nanny crush leader, will drive them off.
Yeah.
And also,
into the sunset.
That is so much fun. I want to be put
They're
on a little trolley.
They're having fun. We're having fun.
Yeah. I want to be put on a trolley.
Win-win all around, really.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's girl talk this week, guys. So here we go.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you,
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, speaking of weddings, my future mother-in-law gave me a gift and I gave it back to her. I wrong?
That is a very bold move.
Did you give it back to her? Did you re-gift it to her without realizing she gave it to you?
Yeah, my question is, was it purposeful or not?
Or did you just hand it back and say, that's not for me? We'll
yeah,
find out.
Here, have it back. I'm not going to... I mean, if anything, that's kind of does make sense. Like if I gave someone a bottle of rosé...
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, look, here, have it back. I'm never going to drink it. But then is that just rude?
I think it's a bit rude.
It is a bit rude.
Don't know. Guess some people would be offended, some people wouldn't.
I guess it depends what the relationship's like.
Yeah. I'm starting the new year with a dilemma that's made me feel a bit rubbish and I would love your advice.
Oh.
So my partner and I have 5 years recently got engaged.
Congratulations.
His family have never really made much of an effort with me, but subconsciously I thought that might change now that I'm his fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Before the end of 2023, we went to his house for the first time to personally invite his family to my sister's wedding.
Oh, okay, that's
nice.
A really nice olive
bit
branch.
Bit of cross-pollination. I like that. His mum and sister said they had a present for me, which I may want to wear at my sister's wedding. So, of course, I got my hopes up, thinking they are excited for me to be their daughter-in-law and I'm making an effort, you know, buying me an outfit, mm-hmm. etc. Yeah, that's a really nice gesture.
Here's a brooch for the day.
They gave me an outfit they bought me that was in an old carrier bag, and I looked at it all creased on the bed. The colour was a complete shock to start with, but I didn't think much of it in a bad way. When I got home, I looked at the dress again. It was not my size at all.
Mm.
For reference, I'm a size 10. This was a size 18. Mm-hmm. I was a bit confused. So Shared.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. I was a bit confused. So shared with my family that I am not sure why they gave me this dress and I wasn't sure what to do. I also had a feeling it might have been a re-gift because of the way it was presented. Crumpled, really odd style, no labels on it. Like, it.
No labels on it. Come on.
I mentioned it to my fiance in a delicate way, and he didn't really guide me on what to do except to get it altered, which would have just been an expense to completely change it by four dress sizes. I asked why it was so big, and apparently his mum said so I could adjust it if needed.
I'm sorry.
Your mum is a woman. You've got two sisters. You can say, oh, I'd say maybe a 10, maybe a 12.
I'm sorry.
Like, fair enough if a man bought you that, I could excuse it a little bit more. Even then, maybe not. But a little bit more. But women, we know each other. We understand dress sizes and we could take a rough guess.
Also.
You would never be off by four dress sizes. Maybe one or two, not four.
And then also, I am not buying someone I kind of barely know a dress.
So personal.
I can only about buy Sophia a dress.
Right.
I know that that's going to fit. But that's took us a long time.
Yeah, took us a long time to get to this place.
To get to this point. I'm not just buying people outfits.
No.
And expecting them to wear it. You know, buy someone a bracelet.
Right. One size fits all.
A bracelet, a necklace.
Socks.
Earrings, socks. But a full dress...
No.
I think that's a really bizarre gift. My mum wouldn't even attempt to buy me an outfit.
My mum wouldn't buy me an outfit either.
You know, she'd keep it, jewelry is universal.
Bear in mind, his mum and sisters had seen me before and know it would probably not fit me. I would understand if it was a size 10 and they got me a 12 or something, but
yeah.
10 to 18 is a big jump. Mm. After much deliberation and to avoid dwelling on this further, I packed the dress back in the bag and told my fiancé to take it back to them. Oh, okay.
Well,
I sent them a WhatsApp message to explain it was just too big and I'm sorry. I hope they don't take it the wrong way, but I really appreciate it nonetheless and thank you.
Yeah, and if one of them like it that much, they can bloody wear it.
You can have it. They ignored it. I just feel guilty as to whether that was the right thing to do. I felt that keeping it in my cupboard or giving it away wasn't fair because someone else might be able to use it. Mm. I'm also a bit annoyed at my fiance. I feel like he should have checked with them before they gave me the gift and said, that'll be too big or she won't like that, given that he knows me better than them. If it was the other way around, I wouldn't let my mum give him clothes that he couldn't wear. Mm. Right. Did I handle this wrong? Should I have just kept it and let them think it's okay to give me something four times my size? The reality is I would never have worn it. I didn't want to pretend like I was going to. I'm not sure if they're annoyed at me, but to be honest, it's made me question whether I want to be engaged to someone. Oh God.
Stop.
Family have just ignored me now and the way she hasn't stuck up for me and the way he hasn't stuck up for me either. His sisters are my age and surely know that it would be impossible for me to wear that. So I'm not sure why they gave it to me. I've seen from photos the dresses they wear, which are amazing, super fashionable, they're stylish girls and they fit them great. Again, I appreciate the gesture, but I feel a bit disheartened by the whole thing. This is not how I envisioned to be with my future in-laws, etc. Hope you get to read this and shed some light. It's eating me up. Oh. And we're only in January.
Oh, I mean, it's not very thoughtful at all, is it?
It's a massive lack of thought, yeah.
And also like, okay, so say I had a mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And say I saw a dress.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, do you know what? I really think Helen might like this. It's going to take me so much thought.
I'm going
to be texting, you know, my fiance being like, okay, I've seen that. Oh, do you think I should get it? What's her size? Could you double check with your sister, please? Mm. What size do you think she is? Is she going to like this cut, this cut here? Does she wear a V like that? Does she like it hitting her knee or more of her calf? Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's a very hard thing to buy for someone that you don't really know.
Clothes. Full stop.
And you're going to want to get it right. And then even if I bought Sophia a dress as a gift, I go, right, okay, I'm not sure if it's going to fit you. I'm not sure if you're going to like it, but please try it on. Let me know. I've got the gift receipt. I can send it back.
We can
get a different size. Let me know. I just really thought you might like it. I do like that color on you. I think that looks nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like kind of overcompensating because you really want someone to like the gift, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that they just kind of went, here you go. And it was also in a crumpled bag and no labels.
Crumpled, no label. That's not right.
And then didn't even ask your fiancé, oh, can I just double check what size she is? Do you think she'd like this? Like,
yeah.
Because then maybe...
Lack of thought.
Because maybe...
It feels a bit like...
An afterthought.
Yeah, complete afterthought. They forgot to... I'm thinking if this happened at Christmas, they forgot to get you something.
Right.
They thought, oh shit, just put that in a bag and give that to her. I don't know. Like,
that's what it's giving, isn't it?
Yeah, it's giving real lack of thought. Yeah.
Yeah, because this is not just a bottle of wine we're talking about here.
No.
And I thought we were just going to talk about a bottle of wine. Yeah.
So, right, to answer the question, were you wrong for giving it back to them? I can see it from both sides.
Me too.
I personally wouldn't have the balls to give it back
to
them.
Me neither. I'd poo myself.
I would just keep it and either put it in a charity bag, give it to a friend, or just keep it in my wardrobe.
And just send them a message. Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for the dress.
And
it's
I would maybe
be a great
say,
one to wear
like,
in summer.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get it altered. Like, we'll send you, we'll let you know when I, or whatever. Or just don't even acknowledge it. Like, just take the dress, say, you know.
Hug them, kiss, kiss, thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you were ballsy by returning it. But then I also see your justification that, well, I feel rude if you never... Because also when someone buys you clothes, the next time you see that person, you kind of want to be wearing what they've bought you. Like, you know, if my mum's bought me a jumper, it's like, well, I'm going to wear this jumper so she knows that I'm wearing it. Like, it's like a polite thing to do, isn't it? Like, if someone gets you something, you kind of like want to show them that you're using it.
You at least send them a picture of you like in the dress. So like, are they expecting you to go to your sister's... Was it wedding?
Sister's wedding, yeah.
And wearing the dress.
Yeah.
And sending you a picture.
Yeah.
Is that what they're expecting? So
I don't
also
know.
There might have been that pressure on you thinking, oh my God, but they're not going to get to the wedding and I'm not going to be wearing it.
Yeah.
I may as well send it back to them.
I think you were maybe too honest by giving it back.
But then,
I think you had good intentions by saying, doesn't fit me. It's really the wrong size.
Yeah.
It's not going to get any use in my house. I'd rather give it back to you. You know, if you or the girls want to wear it, please have it. I think you had really pure intentions.
Right.
The fact that you followed it up with a message to explain, but the fact they haven't replied, they've obviously not taken it well.
And that is common. Is that not common courtesy with gifts? It's like, here's the gift receipt if you want to return it.
With clothing, a lot of the time,
so you're kind of like, look, just get your money back.
Yeah.
You're not saying,
but it's not new. Got no receipt.
I know, but we're going to live in fantasy land. You know, we're going to pretend that you've bought this for me, even though I know you've not.
I know.
And hopefully in the message you say, you look, return it, get your money back. You know, it doesn't fit me, ladies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I think you were ballsy for giving it back. I don't think there's a right or wrong. I think you handled it in the way you wanted to, you know?
How bizarre.
You were honest. You gave it back.
How bizarre.
I would have probably just kept on to it. I don't think I'd have the balls to give it back. But I don't think you did it. I did anything wrong.
No, me neither. And so now the angle of she's disappointed in her fiance, right? And she's like, I don't think I want to be married to a man who's not going to...
God, I mean, it's quite a big jump for you to go from that to actually making it question your engagement. That's quite a big jump.
Because it's like, you know, we all dream about marrying into a family, right? And it'd be like, oh, that's just so lovely and welcoming. And, you know, Christmas is a really nice time because, you know, I just really love my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law and it's just lovely.
Yeah. Especially, you have got your sister actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, you feel like their siblings are your siblings.
Well, you want to at least, you know, get along and, you know, share that kind of like love.
It's not the relationship you would dream about, is it?
So it's not what you were picturing. And like, that is kind of tough pill to swallow.
But then also there are loads of people who don't get on with their in-laws. Mm-hmm. That's why it's always like, oh, I've got the in-laws coming at the weekend.
Yeah,
you know, like, there's you know, it's not that it's a nice thing, but I think it's a lot of people don't get on with the in-laws.
Yeah.
Like there's within most families, there's tension somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? So you wouldn't be the first person not to get on with the in-laws. But having said that, doesn't mean you, just because other people also experience it, doesn't mean you should, I don't know,
settle for that. Because at the end of this is your life, and if you feel like your fiance kind of also disregarded you in this case as well, and didn't really, like, you know, you do want your fiance to stand up for
you. Was that just him, like, just being like a bit of a guy, and it was a dress and present, whatever. Yeah. And he's just thinking, it's not that big of a deal, is it? Just get it altered. I don't know. Like, is that his boy brain?
Yeah, is that the boy brain?
Tricky.
That is, yeah. I'd be really perplexed.
I'd be really sad that they didn't reply, because also, you know, you've got they've got mum and two sisters. It's three against one. You know, they're a tight knit. They're all, and you're the girl on the outside trying to get into this like dynamic.
Yeah.
So I don't, yeah, it's a shame they've not replied. It's a shame they didn't just reply and say, oh, no worries. Like, sorry, it wasn't right. Maybe we'll go shopping together next time.
Yeah.
That could have been great.
And you know, when it's just a shame that the dress was so clearly not something that like they would wear or pick out.
Yeah. You know, it's giving sabotage.
It is. And it's like, it is giving sabotage. It's like, I know what you guys wear.
Yeah. You know, I've seen it.
You know, like, how lovely of it would it have been if she was like, oh, this is a brand I really love.
Yeah.
I have a couple dresses myself.
New, with tags.
Yeah, in a box.
Bit of tissue paper. Yeah. With a bow on.
I saw this one.
Effort, pre-planned, pre-thought.
And I thought with your auburn hair, the blue really would bring out your eyes. Mm. You know, and it wasn't that.
Wasn't
that. Is that just us, like, fantasizing? Is that just, you know, I don't know.
I think
you weren't right or wrong. I think just the next time you see them, don't mention it.
Just forget about it.
Keep it pushing.
Keep it moving and just see what happens. But when your birthday comes around, I guess. But I do
think you're right to think that their intentions were a bit weird here.
They were a bit weird.
Like, you know, when you follow your gut and be like, what's up with that? Like, that wasn't right.
Yeah. I think the only thing I would do is say to my fiance, you need to, like, get in there for me and ask what happened there. And I need you to stand up for me. Like, I would feel way more comfortable saying to my fiance, like, go and find out what that was. What the fuck was that about?
Because also I have like been with you
then
for 5 years
Then I would be going
now.
To the mother-in-law saying, what the?
Yeah. I've been with you for 5 years now and you know, I don't know. And it's quite sad.
Mm. Keep us
really
posted.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's a real trick. It was very niche. You know, it's a very niche issue.
Very niche, yeah.
I'm trying to picture this dress, to be honest.
Same. What are you picturing?
I've got a clear vision of what I think it looks like.
I'm picturing like circle neck.
Yes!
Puff sleeve. Little waistband in the middle. Dark florals, what I'm picturing.
Dark floral. Okay, I was picturing high neck. Mm. Mustard. Just like no
mustard.
Shape, you know, just like long,
yeah,
and like an unflattering, like kind of baggy sleeve, you know, just like a smock dress.
Yes, something that you'd be very comfy to wear to bed.
Oh, yeah, more like a nightie.
Yeah,
nighties, you just get wrapped right up though and
bound,
trapped like a mummy. You get trapped.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Right, next dilemma. You're on a theme of clothes.
So, Sophia, would you rather...
Oh.
Yeah. Would you rather a sister-in-law who gifted you ugly and flattering clothes, and that she like really wanted you to wear, right? And was like, oh, this would look great on you, you just hate it. Or would you rather a sister-in-law who literally just stole your clothes in broad daylight? Or maybe she was being a bit more sneaky about it. Stealing your jeans. You know, you wear this sweater today, tomorrow it's gone. She's got it on next week on her Instagram story.
Oh.
What would you prefer? You got to pick.
I really hate sneaky stealing.
Mm.
And not
a thief.
A thief. As most people probably do. Probably most people hate thieves. Yeah. I don't know what I would. I think I'd rather actually buy the ugly, have the ugly,
have the
stuff,
ugly stuff.
Because the thief stuff, that's making me second guess your character. And I think you don't actually respect me because that's just rude.
Yes.
Whereas the ugly stuff, it's like you've got good intentions, I think.
Yeah, and we can rework it and go,
we can rework it, we can restyle it, we can do something.
Yeah.
But the thief, I'm now going to be second guessing you. Yeah, and I don't want to be second guessing.
It's like when Monica thought all her clothes were going missing and she thought the cleaner was stealing them. And she was going crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got from Helen here. She said, my sister-in-law is literally stealing my clothes.
Wow. So are you guys in the same house? Like, how?
Because there's one thing, like, your sister, not that it's okay, but she has, you know, it's passable. Okay, I mean, I'm not letting you steal my clothes, but if you stole my clothes, whatever. You're still a bitch, but whatever. You know, I can, you know what I mean? I can speak my mind. Mm. You know, I can let you know that's not fucking okay. Mm. Return it.
Mm. And you can get it back.
Yeah, you can get it back, right? You kind of know it's not malicious.
Mm.
You know, because I've stolen things in my past. You know, it does just happen. But a sister-in-law is like, do we have that relationship? Like, we need to have that relationship. Do you know what I mean? To be able to just like, I'm just going to put this on tonight. I don't need to ask.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Right, hey girlies.
Unless you should see it as flattering. Because she obviously feels like you're super close. Because, you know, not many people you could think, I'll just borrow that. It'll be fine. Like, I'm going to give it back. I'm not stealing it. I'm not taking it. I'm borrowing it. Like, maybe she thinks, like, you're super close and you're at that point and, you know, what's yours is mine. And that's, you know, that's quite sweet. I don't know.
Or it's like, she wants to be you.
Or she's copying you. She's stealing it and trying to act like she hasn't. That's the difference.
Yes.
Like stealing and being like, oh yeah, here's it back. I've washed it. It's on a hanger. There you go. That's borrowing. Stealing is like, that's not, this is mine. This is mine. No, I didn't take that.
And
it's like, yeah.
Actually imagine. Right. Please keep me anonymous.
when have we ever not? Please keep me on.
Absolutely, Helen. I'm a silent listener, never thought I'd actually have a reason to write in. But I wanted your opinion on my current situation as I do not know the best way to confront it. Okay, she is not going, sorry, these are your jeans. No. I'll give them back tonight.
She's
I'll wash them.
We've got a thief on our hands.
Yeah, she's doing it sneakily. She's thinking you're not noticing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it started with like some earrings. Oh, let me just pop them in. You know,
because
say I had a tray of earrings in my room. Yeah, I'm not checking
that
tray.
That's what I mean. Are you guys living together?
Right.
Because how can she have access to your stuff like that?
Then I have to get a safe. Right, I currently live...
You have to install a Ring camera in your bedroom. Sophia. So you can speak to her. Caught ya.
Yeah. Hello, Helen. Right.
Screenshot.
I currently live at my partner's family home.
Ah.
Okay, so you're in the house.
It's making sense. Get a lock on your wardrobe then.
Stop. I know. Me and my partner live downstairs.
Got it.
However, we have a lot of our stuff in an upstairs bedroom.
Okay.
Spread out through wardrobes, I understand.
My cousins had a house like this. They had a little like mini like apartment almost downstairs in their house.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Like a basement isn't it?
Yeah.
And she lived there with her boyfriend. The family were upstairs.
Oh, I see.
So I'm picturing this quite clearly.
Yeah, okay, nice. Over the past few months of living here, I've noticed my boyfriend's sister keeps wearing my clothes without asking.
How old is she? She like 16 or something.
But I had that. Remember when that girl put my clothes on without asking me?
On that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, it is an awful feeling.
Yeah.
You feel really taken advantage of.
There's
something about it. Like, I went somewhere wearing a cardigan or whatever.
Mm.
And then...
With a group of people.
And then this girl just...
Some we knew, some we didn't.
Right.
But we were a group.
And we were young. And then just this girl put it on.
We were like 19.
This was like my outfit. And she put it on. And didn't ask me if she could put it on, didn't address that she had it on, and literally left with my garment on.
Just had it on.
And I'd never experienced that before.
And then came down the next day, she had it on, remember?
She had it on.
And it was like...
And I was a pussy as well.
We were
too stunned to speak. We didn't know what was happening, but she just took my cardigan. Was it a cardigan?
No, it was a...
Oh, it was a shirt. It was a shirt.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was my.
So I went in a swimsuit and a beach shirt. Yeah. And she just put it on.
Yeah. Weird.
But she did know it was mine.
Yeah, she did.
She did. She knew I was wearing that.
And you were like the least close people of the group.
Yeah.
Like there was.
Like yeah. I didn't know her.
No.
Cool, blimey. I'll never forget that.
It's a weird feeling, isn't it?
You feel really like.
You're like, what?
Yeah. You feel taken advantage of in like a weird way. Because it's like, wait, that was my shirt. You just put it on. Right, anyway. So she just keeps wearing my clothes without asking. Well, actually, she's been taking them out of our room upstairs and pretending they're hers.
Wow. Shit. So you're living downstairs.
Yeah.
And she's thinking, bingo.
Yeah.
Wardrobe up there. Yeah. I'm going in.
And she's just having her brows and putting it on and bold and wearing it in front of you.
She's brave to wear it in front of you.
Yeah.
If she's 16, never had a sister before, only got a brother. Finally, this cool girl rocks up with wardrobes of clothes.
Oh.
She's thinking, oh my fucking
it's
God.
It's fucking jackpot.
Thing, 16, you got no cash. Mm. You're getting a bit of money from your part-time job. You may be saving for a car, saving for driver lessons. You're on that hype. And then someone, you can't be going spending 40 quid at Topshop like we would back in the day.
Oh, well, no,
Topshop,
we wouldn't. R.I.P.
Saying Topshop back in the day, miss Topshop.
Well, yeah, and all of a sudden there's a wardrobe.
You've got all these clothes. You're thinking, oh, wow, that.
There's a wardrobe
on non-uniform day. I'll take that, but I'd make sure I wasn't caught in it.
We need to know how old she is.
And I'd make sure I say, Mum, wash this and put it back.
I feel like if she was like 16, she would have said she's 16. I feel like she's like 20.
Yeah, that's
scary. Don't you think?
I'm hoping she's young.
Me
too. I'm hoping she's teen.
Same. Because teens, your judgment is lapsed.
Your judgment is
lapsed. Yeah, you're not thinking about the consequences of, I'm just going to pop this on.
No.
I'm such a generous person. And if she would have asked in the beginning to borrow something, I would have said, yes, of course. You know, hey, wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So I don't understand why she feels she needs to steal it instead.
Mm.
I hate confrontation and did not want to make an atmosphere, you know, in the house I'm living
yes,
in.
Yes.
So I would usually just have my boyfriend say something to her and get the clothes back.
Okay. She has been caught.
Right. So your boyfriend's got, oi, Ellen, come on.
Yeah, take that off.
Yeah. That's still so awkward.
Yeah, so weird. She's got to be young.
So my boyfriend would say something to her to get the clothes back. She did apologize initially and joked, I'm a thief.
Huh.
However, it's just got too much.
What?
Okay, so you had that initial like, you thief.
Caught me.
Yeah, but then she's gone on. So on multiple occasions, she's been wearing my hoodies, trousers, etc. All the clothes she's worn for reference are kept in the bedroom upstairs as we have little space in our room.
Yeah.
I'd catch her wearing them as she'd be taking selfies in them.
Yeah. And posting she's got to be 16, 17.
I think she's 15. Older.
15.
Taking selfies in them, posting them on her stories, which I would obviously see. She knows I'm seeing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd be like, oh,
at least remove me from your story.
At least mute me from seeing your story. Yeah. Oh my. She'd wear them around the house, putting them in the dirty washing as if they were hers. Wow. And even putting them in her suitcase to take on holiday without asking me.
No, you can't do that.
No.
If you want to wear it in the house, post a picture in it, be my guest. You cannot take it in a suitcase.
Abroad,
away. What if I need it? Because also there's a difference because everyone's got certain things that they just wouldn't lend out.
Yes.
You've got some things, take it. Yeah, you can borrow that. Yeah. Borrow it. Give me back. I'm in no rush to wear that. Yeah. Give it back.
Have it. You know what? I don't actually care. You can have that.
Yeah.
You know?
But there's some things that like, oh, I actually don't. You wouldn't want to lend that. You wouldn't want to lend it out. You wouldn't want someone else to wear it. Whether that's the fact that it's special to you, expensive or new, and you haven't even worn it yet. Like, that's why you need to ask.
And only you
know. And most of the time you would get, sure.
Of course. Only you know in your wardrobe what you would allow out of the wardrobe to other people and you wouldn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very, you know, I could sit, someone could show me an item in the car, go, no.
Yeah.
Or I go,
no,
yeah.
No, no.
It's instinct.
Instinctual.
Instinctual.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to me that she's just packing this shit up and thinking, I'm going to take her. She must think you have so much that you don't know what you've got. She must think, oh, she's not going to know this is hers.
How does she know that we've not got the same thing?
Yeah. Is that her thought
process? Also, is the mum not like... That's not yours. Why are you wearing
Yes.
Because when you live at home, like, your mum's probably bought all the clothes that are in your wardrobe. They're Christmas presents, they're birthday presents. And it's maybe a treat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my mum knows good instantly. Grades. Was that new?
Yeah.
I don't even live with her anymore.
Right. Nice jumper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But also, the boyfriend would be like, well, yeah, that's not yours. You know, your boyfriend will
might
know
not notice as much, though.
I know, but like specific hoodies and specific, you know. Anyway, right, okay. So she's packing the clothes for our holidays.
Wow.
Since it became more and more frequent, I started confronting her by text. Ooh. As I'm too nervous to say it to her face. Okay, at least you're saying something.
Mm-hmm.
She would usually say, oh, I thought it was my friends.
What, your friend's got clothes in my wardrobe, has she? What?
Oh, my. Oh, I thought it was my friend's. Or, oh, I didn't realize it was yours.
Well, is it yours?
But you do. Like, you say that when you're guilty.
Yeah. You know, also, like, everyone knows exactly what's theirs in their wardrobe and exactly what's not.
Like, you know exactly what's your friend's, exactly who's whose.
Smell it, for goodness sake. Yes, that'll smell tell it. You. Everyone's got their own scent.
Shit. Okay, so she's saying, oh, I thought it was my friend's. So, oh, I didn't realize it was yours.
That's just a classic line.
She would generally start playing dumb when I know, in fact, she knows that they're mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is actually crazy.
I know. However, she knows. We all know.
Yeah, we all know. However, the other day I walked past her room and my hoodie was on her dirty washing bag. Also, hoodies are so intimate.
Mm. You know, it's my comfort hoodie.
Right, I'm wearing my hoodie. You know, it's up. I'm snuggling in it, and you're snuggling in my hoodie.
Yeah, it's weird.
So it was on her dirty washing pile. It had her perfume all over it. So there's no excuse she could make. Mm. I confronted her.
Good.
On it. And she literally told me, oh, you know what? Mum's like, she just puts clothes in my room and I just wear it. Okay, so she's playing dumb again. It's actually funny because I'm so close too with my boyfriend's mum. And I told her about this. Hmm. And she even said she's such a liar. That is funny. Oh, well, you know, Helen, she's just a liar. Okay, so at least the mum's aware of the situation.
Yeah, that's good.
I just don't know what to do. I've told my partner, and he's told her multiple times to stop taking my clothes and just ask if she wants to borrow them. However, it's like an ongoing cycle. She just says sorry and then continues. I don't know how long I'm going to be living here for, so I don't want to make it awkward. Okay, so you're thinking, like, I'm going to be here for maybe a while.
Yeah, don't want to rock the boat.
Yeah, but it's just such a violation. I feel like I need to put a lock on the door, but it's not my home. I've become off with her and I'm just not engaging in conversation because of this. Mm. She texted my partner yesterday asking if I was annoyed with her and had said she doesn't understand why I would be annoyed at her as she hasn't done anything wrong.
What?
That's crazy, you guys. Please let me know your thoughts on this and what I can do. It's kind of an awkward situation, as I'm sure you can imagine. Attached pics.
Right, what you can do.
Okay, do you want to just see the pics?
Yeah, go on then.
Here's the beautiful girl and the boyfriend. Gorgeous.
Oh my fucking
God. You obviously have got a gorgeous wardrobe because that's a lovely outfit.
That's a lovely, bronze goddess. Wow, she looks incredible.
Yeah.
Go on then, what else have we got?
Then we've got, okay, I'm assuming this is the sister.
How old does she look?
She's 20.
Oh my God, she's going on
nights
out.
She's 19, 20. They're drinking wine.
Wow.
Okay, I do see similar styles.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the same hair color. So it's like, oh, if it looks good on. Mm. Obviously, she admires you. If it looks good on Helen.
Yeah.
It's going to look good on me. Okay, we've got another. Oh, here they are together. You're actually resemblant of real sisters.
Oh my God, you could be related.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, she obviously sees you as the cool.
Yeah, because you're both. Cool girl. To be fair, you're both dressed real. Oh, we've got another one. Okay, gorgeous. So I think you went on holiday with the family because this is like holiday.
Wow. Yeah, she packed them in the suitcase.
Of course. What, on the holiday we're all going on? Surely not.
What you could do, if you want to be petty, you go into her wardrobe and you take some shit. Yeah? Because think, she's lived with a brother. She's never experienced the feeling of having her clothes taken.
Of thieving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can go in, take some of her stuff, mm-hmm. and then you don't even have to wear it. Just take it. Just put it downstairs for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And let her think, where is it?
She needs that feeling of
loss.
Let her
feel that fury of, where is it? I was going to wear that tonight.
It was just there.
Where is it? Like, if you want to be petty, you could do it right back to her. Mm-hmm. So she knows how it feels. And if she then confronts you, you can say, yeah, it's annoying, isn't it? You see why I'm annoyed now? Like, stop doing it.
Because you know, in the morning, when I wake up and I'm in a rush.
And you've planned the night before what you're going to wear. Yeah. And then it's gone.
Yeah. And all I'm looking for is that specific pair of jeans and that top. And I can't find it. It's pure rage and fury. Yeah. And then to find out it was you. Of course, I'm not going to talk to you that night.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off at you.
Yeah.
Because you made my morning hell.
So that's your petty route. Or you're going to have to go in full guns blazing.
I can't believe she's playing innocent and say, why is she upset with me?
Yeah, you're going to have to go in full guns blazing, which I feel like you maybe don't want to do, but you might have to stand up for yourself and say, like, we need to talk about this, because I know, I'm not sure if you're, like, I don't know what your thought process is.
I don't think, she either fully understands and she's just playing innocent.
I think so.
I think she fully understands. Or she's genuinely like, what's wrong with it? It's just a hoodie. And it's like that. No. But she can't be, you know.
She can't be.
She can't be. Like, if I took something to Lydia's, right? And she went, where the fuck is that? Oh my God, sorry. I didn't realize it was yours. That's exactly what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And then I'm never going to return it.
Yeah.
You know, classic line. It's the classic line of, oh, mum put it in my room. That was actually my classic line.
Yeah.
Oh, mum hung it up in my wardrobe. Relax. Breathe.
It was her.
It was Angie. Yeah. Yeah. So she does know what she's doing.
Well, you either go petty or you have full-on confrontation. And you say, I do not want you stealing my stuff. It makes me really uncomfortable. You're putting me on edge. I feel really disrespected that you're just going into stuff that's not yours. I've bought this stuff with my own money. Like, I've spent my money on this stuff and you're just wearing it. And I'm seeing it in your dirty washing, just whatever. Like, it's really upsetting me that I feel like you're taking advantage. And you're going to have to... You either say that or you go and steal some of her shit and see what happens.
She keeps doing it because she knows she can get away with it, right?
Because she has been.
Because
she knows. What's she going to say?
Yeah,
she'll send me a
text.
And
then what? She's living in my home.
Yeah, I'll just say, oh, sorry, it was an accident.
Yeah. So I think talk to her. Look her in the eyes.
Mm.
She'll be shocked.
Turn up the heat.
Turn up the heat. Look her in the
eyes. Stand up for yourself.
Go, Sarah, look, come on now.
You're taking
the piss now. Like, I've been nice to you all this time, but please don't take my stuff. If you want to wear something, ask me, just so I know where it is. But, you know, I like to keep track of my belongings.
And I don't want everything. I don't want to hand out everything.
Yeah.
Like, some things I don't want you to wear.
Right.
Some things I don't mind you wearing. So if you ask me, then we'll all be on the same page.
Then we've got no problem.
Then we've got no problem.
You know, we've literally got no issue. Look, we could even go upstairs and shop my closet together.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine because I know what's coming and going out of the closet.
Yeah.
But you just wearing my gorgeous, pleasing hoodie. Do you know what I mean?
And getting makeup on
it. And getting makeup on it and then chucking it in your dirty pile of washing where your dirty knickers are and your dirty stuff. Like, come on.
It's not. And then when I want to go and wear it, I can't because it's in your washing.
Yeah. And it's got all your perfume and I don't like that, you know?
Or you're going to have to put a lock on the wardrobe. You take all the clothes out of the wardrobe, put them in IKEA storage bags and bring them downstairs.
Do you know what I was thinking was, bag it all up. Bag it all up, pile it in your room, put a lock on that door.
It under your bed, storage it away and don't have it in that wardrobe.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to be, because you don't want to start like resenting future sister-in-law.
You want to try and have a good relationship with her. Like, you guys looked really close in those pics, obviously before the issues started.
You want to get on. You want to have a good time.
Yeah.
But this is really like, really annoying and this stuff builds, you know?
It's ongoing, right?
And there's going to be one day where she borrows something and then she breaks it, you know, or she gets a stain on it that you can't get out. And that's when it's all going to be all...
It's going to be, you're going to buy yourself a really nice dress for something at the weekend and she's going to take it away.
Yeah.
And it would have been an expensive dress, cost you like 100 quid.
Yeah. And then you can't wear it for the occasion you bought it for.
Right. And then that's the bigger explosion and you're super pissed off. It was your brand. You know, there's nothing worse when it's your new shit.
Nothing worse when it's new.
Oh my God, your new stuff, getting all someone's grubby mitts all over it. Oh, there's nothing worse.
I would start stealing. Start taking it back.
Yeah.
Start robbing stuff.
Or she needs to be embarrassed.
People need a taste of their own medicine sometimes.
She needs to be embarrassed, but like, oh shit, I can't do that anymore.
Mm. Need to scare her into not stealing.
Yeah. I honestly, bagging it up and putting it down, that would send such a message.
Yeah, it would.
She'd shit herself. I'd shit myself.
It'd be like, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
And I want to trust you and I don't.
Yeah.
So I'd definitely rather have a sister-in-law buying me ugly clothes.
Yeah, same. Baby.
Okay, we've got here, this sounds quite sad. Our girlfriend broke up with us. Girl talk.
Aww.
We are four girls who became besties through our four boyfriends who have been best friends since school. That's so nice.
God, I'm overheating.
Although we met through our boyfriends, we all get on really well and do things together without them. Aw, I love that when you do things together without the boys. We have such a good big group dynamic and do things together often until recently. Dot, dot, dot. Susie has just broken up with her boyfriend in December. This was devastating and we were all very upset for them both as it was unexpected and came out of nowhere. We let them know that we are here for them both.
Oh, poor Susie.
One of our favourite activities as a foursome is a brunch, and we have one booked for the end of January and trips planned for the rest of the year. Wow, you girls are close.
Oh.
We did not expect anything to change. However, the conversation has been very quiet since they broke up, and we receive a message saying, I'm so lucky to have you girls.
From Susie?
From Susie.
Oh, Susie, man.
But the email girls put, was this her goodbye? Susie has recently stated that due to the circumstances, she doesn't think it would be appropriate to come on a trip that we were planning. Considering the brunch was already booked and paid for, we thought she would still be coming. However, she has been very, very quiet in the group chat since the above message.
But are these things that are planned not just the girls? Or is
they're
boys?
Just the girls. Are we being ghosted? We always thought we had a true, solid friendship and that we'd always be there for each other. However, it seems like she's silently broken up with us too.
Oh, no.
How would you address this situation? We genuinely feel so sad as though we're mourning a friendship. Thanks a bunch. P.S. We all have matching key rings and call ourselves the Flower Girls.
Oh, the Flower
These
Girls.
Are their key rings.
The Flower Girls can't
Look
break
at them.
The Flower Girls.
The Flower Girls can't break
right.
up.
Okay, listen, Susie.
They went to Mamma Mia the party.
Oh, a good
Oh, that's
group
a friendship binding thing, that is.
Oh, they.
Oh, the Flower Girls can't break
Can
up.
The
you girls.
Right. Aww. Susie in this moment.
She's going through something.
She's feeling like she doesn't have a place in the group. You know, do you know what I mean? She's going, she's panicking.
Yeah.
She's thinking, oh my God, now I'm not with Brian anymore. She's thinking, do they want me? You know, she's overthinking this whole thing. And she's thinking, look, I'm not going to be able to, you know, do the things with them. Like the boys, I feel like I should just leave. You know, isn't she?
She's
really,
overthinking it, right? Because
she's overthinking
the boys
it.
Were your glue initially.
Initially, but not anymore.
But not anymore.
Right?
But she's now the only, because she's the first one to not be with the boy anymore. You know, it's
the
not like
boys.
It's not like someone else in the group is not with the flower boy anymore. She's the first and maybe going to be the only one that's not with
And
the flower
that
boys.
That is so hard because I know how badly she would have wanted that relationship to work.
Yeah.
So that the harmonious group of eight is still intact. But obviously it shows how much she needed to get out of that relationship and that it wasn't right, you know?
Yeah.
Because you'd do anything to
and
keep
that
And
maybe she's
harmony.
Just overthinking it a little bit. And maybe she...
I think she is.
She's trying to get over her relationship. She knows, like, you girls probably talk about the boys.
Yep.
Maybe you go for your girls' night, might meet the boys later.
Yep.
Like, she
it's
knows
true.
What the dynamic is. Mm. And maybe she feels a little bit... Maybe she's second-guessing it a little bit because, you know... She may think, oh, but then if I'm talking to the girls about whatever, is this then going to get back? Because at the end of the day, you're all still with your boyfriends. Mm. And if you've been together for years, they're a best friend to you as well. You're going to be telling them most
well,
of the stuff.
Well, because they're going to be going, oh, how's Susie?
Yeah.
You oh, know, well. And you're going to be, oh, well, she was a bit upset tonight.
Mm.
And then they're going to go straight to Brian. Oh, her
Maybe
Susie
she
was a bit
feels
upset
like
tonight.
It's a bit raw. I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's still a bit raw. I think she's kind of panicking a little bit. She's thinking, okay, so what's my purpose in this group anymore?
Mm.
Which obviously you don't. You know, the boys don't make or break this group, and that's what she needs to realize.
That's what she needs to realize. And she will realize.
As the Flower Girls.
Flower Girls unite.
Right?
Key rings up.
Yes, you need to call a flower girl meeting, seriously.
You do need to call a flower
girl
meeting.
Because otherwise she's going to think that you guys are okay to just let her go and not come to this brunch and not come on this holiday, and this is not okay.
You need to fight for this.
You need to fight for the flower girls. So you need to call a meeting and say, no, I'm sorry, Susie.
Emergency flower girl meeting. Tonight, my place, pizzas, tacos, let's go.
Yeah,
Sarah, bring the Pepsi Max.
There we go. Sophia said we're doing Pepsi Max, tacos and pizza. Mm. All right. Someone bring the guac.
Yeah. Someone go to Blockbuster on the way. Get us a movie. Get us a chick flick to watch. Yeah.
And we need to solve this now before it gets to a critical situation that we can't salvage.
And once you've had your first hangout, she'll probably, this built up tension for her will probably ease.
Yeah, I think she's feeling, it's like an overwhelming sense of emotions. A lot's happened. She's gone for a big breakup.
She's still going through a breakup.
Yeah, and she's been thinking about her best friends who are still with, you know, and
the boys.
It's a lot. That is a lot. And she needs the flower girls right now to support her.
To unite. And not let her go, let her drift.
You need to look her dead in the eye and go, you're not going anywhere, you little flower bitch.
Mm.
You know?
Get your daisy chain on. Let's fucking do this.
Yeah. And like, look, we're not going to, and like, we've got a new rule for 2024. We're not talking about those boys, mm-mm, those flower boys. Mm.
And you know what? You may even find when she gets back in this group, another voice might creep with the flower girls. Not so sure about Brian.
There we go.
Someone else is now also
unsure
not with
about
the
flower boy.
Harmony's restored.
Mm-hmm.
Balance.
It is balance.
You never know. She could have set the,
yeah,
the ball
set it
rolling
off.
Or not. But sometimes that happens, you know?
Yeah, because you don't want to be the first one out of the group. That's
no one
for
wants
sure.
to be the first one.
No, you really don't. So you need to nip this in the bud now as
literally
as the leader of the Flower Girls.
Mm. Let's do this.
You need to sort that. Listen, or maybe some of the other Flower Girls are watching right now. And if you are, call that meeting.
This emergency.
If you were a member of the Flower Girls and you've got a matching flower
keychain
and you've been to Mamma Mia at the party in 2023,
you know what you need to do.
You know exactly what you need to do.
Don't let the moment pass.
No.
Acting quick.
Because it doesn't matter that the boys set you guys up as friends. That's irrelevant.
No, that's irrelevant.
You guys have your own friendship now that is way beyond.
Outside of
these boys.
Yeah.
And you need to remind Susie of that. And she's just forgot that momentarily. That's all, innit?
Because she's going through it. She's dealing with a big breakup.
Emotions are, maybe she's on a period. Things are heightened.
All sorts could be going on.
Yeah.
So just need to not quit.
And just support her. And be like, just because you're not with Brian doesn't make us think anything less of you. And where you stand in this group.
And she
just needs to hear that.
If you make plans and she cancels, you invite her next time. Don't stop inviting her. Always extend the invitation. Maybe she needs some time to just sit back, digest, get over it.
Yeah.
And then she may come back. But as long as you keep that group chat active, keep asking her questions, keep sending TikToks into that group chat. Keep
but you
in
let
it.
Her know if she's going to cancel this brunch, you let her know. We're going to bloody miss you.
Yeah. And we're going to bloody miss you, we are.
And you can't cancel on us again. Like, this is serious. We need to keep the flower girls strong.
Yeah. Like, flower girls unite.
Yeah.
Hey, like, guys.
We need to keep watering these plants.
Otherwise, they'll die.
Exactly. We can't have dead flowers.
Okay.
Oh, flower girls. You guys. But you had such a great time at Mammy and Mia at the party.
Oh, but you had such a good time.
Oh.
Flowers in your hair, flowers on your keys,
oh.
Flowers in your hearts.
Now, this is giving murder mystery, right?
Tell me about it.
Don't you
think
this is giving Sherlock Holmes?
Mm, dot, dot, dot. Who done it?
Oh, it's a boy. It's a boy.
Yes.
Brian.
Brian, welcome.
Which sibling do I betray?
Hmm.
Whoa.
The one that's stealing your clothes, I guess.
Yeah. Literally. Love the podcast.
Thank you, Brian.
I'm in the top 0.005% of listeners.
Stop.
I put it on to fall asleep.
Wow. Are we that soothing?
I hope you have a nice, good sleep tonight.
I hope you're in a deep sleep that's going to last all night long.
Close your eyes. I love a sleep story.
And out.
Oh. When Harry Styles on that sleep story says, in through your nose. Does he say that?
No, we take three deep breaths. That's what they say at the start of the calm stories.
Shawn Mendes has a nice one as well. Mm. He's got quite a nice Canadian voice. Okay, so as you can tell from the title, this is serious.
This is okay, serious.
It's actually serious. I'll give you the background. There's me, male, 19. My twin sister, Sarah. Okay, so Sarah and Brian, twins, 19. Our older sister, Susan, 21. Sarah has had the best friend, Rebecca, since secondary school.
There's a big web I'm trying to picture
yeah,
here.
Yeah, okay, so we've got Brian, Sarah.
Twins. Sarah's best friend, Rebecca, from school, and the older sister,
Susan, 21. Susan had a boyfriend named Brian, 21, for just under a year, but they broke up a few months ago.
God, this is a web.
So Susan, the older
sister.
Building
a whole family tree.
Right. So Susan had a boyfriend for a year.
Yeah.
I've been away at uni, but came back to my family's home for Christmas. Okay. Obviously, Sarah and Susan were there, but Rebecca was also there as her parents were sick. So Sarah invited her to spend Christmas with us.
Lovely.
Also, to note, Brian lives in my hometown. Okay, so the ex is in town.
Mm.
The days leading up to Christmas, I would catch Rebecca looking at me.
Wow.
And she would ask me to help her with things.
Okay.
Oh, I see where this is going now. Do you?
Not sure yet.
Rebecca, the best friend, taking a liking to our writer inner here.
But is then Brian or who? Why are we betraying? He's saying, one do I betray?
Let's keep going. One of the days I met with some friends to go ice skating at the rink in town. Guess who was there?
Brian.
Wow. Susan's ex. He was working there giving out skates. So I had to talk to him to get my skates. I thought he would ask about Susan, but he just asked about me. How's uni going? What am I doing later today? Stop. I said nothing, probably just go back home. Brian asked if I would have a coffee with him when his shift ends in an hour. I wasn't sure, but I said yes anyway.
Okay.
Once his shift ended, he bought us coffee and we chatted. It surprisingly went really well and I enjoyed it, but I didn't tell Susan about it at all.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Don't mention it. It's Christmas. Yeah. Don't ruffle. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Nothing really worth reporting back anyway. Yeah, it's only going to upset you, throw you off. Nah.
Fast forward to Christmas Day. We've had dinner. We're going to play a board game. Rebecca volunteers to go get it, even though she doesn't know where they are. She asked me to go with her to get it.
Hmm.
I take her to the cupboard room. Where the games are, Rebecca shuts the door, pushes me against it and kisses me.
No! Rebecca!
On Christmas Day!
On Jesus' birthday! Wow!
That is so... she had a few, like, you
she
know,
had a
whiskey,
bit of sherry.
Not whiskeys. What do you have? Baileys?
Yeah, sherry, Bucks Fizz at breakfast.
Bit of eggnog. Is
wow.
that alcohol?
Yeah, bit of eggnog. Holy moly. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes. So she said, come get the Monopoly with me.
Wouldn't you just be like,
big
oh,
boy.
Mom, can you go and get it?
Yeah.
Really? It's all the way upstairs. Like, Rebecca, mom, you don't just know go where get
they...
it.
Yeah, go, Susan, you go. Rebecca doesn't know where they are. Oh my God, so she closes the door and snogs you. Pushes him up against the wall. She knew what she wanted, I respect her.
Yeah, she went and got it.
I don't know what to do, so I just grab the game, open the door and run back to the living room and say nothing.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Later on, I get a text from an unknown number saying, come outside.
What?
I'm like, what the fuck?
What is happening?
So I text back asking who it is. It's Brian. His car is outside. It's Christmas Day.
Guys,
go home.
Go home. You've got presents to open, food to eat, films to watch.
Cheese to eat.
What?
I'm like, what the fuck? So I text back asking who it is. It's Brian. His car's outside. I say, fuck it. So I go outside to his car.
Oh my God.
His window is down and he tells me to get in.
Get in.
Get in.
What?
Once I'm in.
But also, well, your parents are like, where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going? Who's outside?
Yeah. I couldn't just walk out the house like that.
Neither could I.
I'd get questioned.
And especially because Susan will be right there. That's Brian's car.
Yeah.
So once I'm in, he hands me a gift and says, I know we don't really know each other yet, but I wanted to get you something for Christmas.
Yet?
He fancies you. Does he fancy it?
I think so, yeah. What's it got you?
It was a little chain with a charm of an ice skater dancer on it.
He got that from the rink. Wow, from the merch shop at the rink.
His arm was around me. was around my seat. Oh, he was like leaning back like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is attractive, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is attractive. Mm-hmm. Whoa, wow. whoa, what? We're getting another kiss. We've had two kisses on Christmas.
Another kiss?
Well, I'm just assuming we're going to get another kiss.
God, someone put the mistletoe away. Can't take it anymore.
His arm was around my seat, like when, you know, guys are reversing exactly. Yeah. That's it. And he was looking at me, smiling. I said, thank you, and apologized for not getting anything. This feels wrong. So I say I should be going back inside. And he agrees, but then says, maybe I could see him on the 31st for midnight.
What?
Oh my God, nice. To kiss him. To kiss him.
Wow.
What the fuck? Wait, I was not expecting this. We were just going to do a quick last dilemma. It's just like EastEnders on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Maybe I could see him on the 31st for midnight. You know, we know what you're insinuating.
Yeah.
It's like when people make mistletoe jokes.
Yeah.
It's like, just kiss me. I say, yeah, maybe. And I just go back in the house.
Fucking hell. What's going on here?
So Rebecca snogged you in the games cupboard. And then you got Brian pulling up on the eve of Christmas Day, insinuating another kiss.
For New Year's Eve.
And a gift, a charm bracelet. I say, yeah, maybe I go back in the house. So what should I do? Do I betray? Okay, so here we go. Do I betray my sister and see where things go with Rebecca?
What?
Wait, do I betray my sister Sarah and see where things go with Rebecca? Okay, yeah, because Sarah and Rebecca are best friends. Or do I betray Susan and see where things go with Brian?
Wow.
Or do I just go back to uni and forget all about this?
Go back to uni and forget all about it. Forget all about it.
Forget
all about it. In fact, you've probably gone back. This must have been, when was this sent in? Because come on, we can't still be talking about Christmas. It's the end of January, for goodness sake.
This was sent in on the 2nd of Jan.
Oh God, we're so late to this dilemma. Well, I wonder what he did. Please let us know. Forget all about it.
Forget all about it. We forget all about this.
We don't speak about it again.
No.
Everyone's because under a spell at that time of year.
You're going to upset someone either way.
Yeah. It's a good story to tell.
It's an incredible story.
You've entertained us all here today. And we thank you for that.
We do. We really do.
But I would forget all about it. Yeah.
Paul, there's baggage, Sarah,
complications, other people's emotions, too many dynamics to handle. Uni, clean slate.
Clean slate.
No weird links back to family members, past relationships.
Yeah. We're only going to upset someone.
Yeah.
No matter what happens.
For what? And let's face it, you didn't have any desire to pounce on Rebecca.
Exactly.
She pounced on you. And you didn't have any desire to pounce on Brian.
Yeah.
He pounced on you. So
you must be irresistible in that home.
You must be irresistible. You must have some sort of pheromones that just...
You must have a lovely scent on.
Yeah.
When they were round at that house, you know, with their respective people, they must have been thinking about you nonstop.
Must have been so drawn. You must have such a powerful energy.
You really must have a great aura about you. I want to meet you.
So do I. But I would just...
Yeah.
Move on out of there personally.
It's too complex. You know, if I had a best friend, I don't want you dating my fucking sibling.
No, it's complicated.
Sorry, this is too much.
It's complicated.
You know, I'll only let you date if you've been in love with each other secretly for 10 years. Do you know what I mean? And then I'll
like Chandler and Monica.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, all right, go on then. You two can have a crack on. But no. Brian... No, you are my sister's ex.
Yeah, no.
You're off bounds.
Out of limits.
Thank you for the
off
coffee.
Limits.
Thank you for the bracelet, but...
I'll be on my way.
But my sister has been with you. I can't then be with you.
Moving on.
There is enough men and enough women in this universe. I'm going to find other options.
At uni.
At university.
In my uni town.
Yeah, and I'm not going to mess around.
And with that, hope you all have a good new year. Back off to uni, getting on my train now. Just leave them all in pandemonium.
I mean, what a story for your uni mates.
Tell me about it. How was your time off? Well, get a load of this, folks.
I'll tell you what happened on my Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'll tell you for free.
A surprise snog. I feel like not a lot of people would have had a surprise snog on Christmas Day.
In their own home. In their own home.
When they weren't expecting it from someone, you know?
With guests. Wouldn't expect that.
Wow. Rebecca had a few drinks.
Yeah, it was Christmas.
Yeah. Because also the fact that she kissed you and then knew that we had to go back into the room with everyone.
She's ballsy. Bold. She knew what she wanted.
No, I love Fair it. Enough, I, you Rebecca. Know, I respect Rebecca and I respect Brian. Like, I think it took them a lot to do what they did.
Yeah.
But you can't go there.
Mm-mm.
Because we're going to upset a sibling, and sibling relationships are important, aren't they, Sophia?
Even if they steal your clothes.
Even if they steal. And on that note.
On that note, let's wrap this bitch up, shall we?
With a quote.
If you would like an extra episode of The Girls' Bathroom, you can get it every single Monday over on Patreon. So if you want to see us twice a week, we're here twice a week, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. You can find us on TikTok. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Instagram.
We're everywhere.
And we are The Girls' Bathroom.
TGB, S&C at the HQ.
Absolutely.
We need to find a quote. We keep forgetting about these quotes.
Well, the quote is, don't steal people's shit.
Don't steal people's shit. The end.
And no kids allowed at my wedding.
Happy January.
Yeah, happy Jan.
Signing off.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
TTYL.
We'll see you on Monday in the group chat. TTYL.
We're off to the cinema.
Woo!
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.